Obviously, I regret that we've moved to a high tuition fee regime, but I have already made sure with colleagues that lots of people from poorer and more disadvantaged families will get a better deal than they get now. There's more work to be done, and I have made it clear that I want us to find a fair solution for the replacement for educational maintenance allowance, which affects lots of people in a borough like ours, to have a really tough regime that doesn't allow any college or university to charge more than 6,000 unless it is in exceptional circumstances and they open their access to all the community from a place like this. And lastly, to make sure that we go on working before the white paper on higher education and then the bill on higher education next year to make sure that if we can improve the scholarships and the number of scholarships, which would mean people don't have to pay at all for 2 years, we can do that. If we can lift the threshold further to make it later or make it a higher level before you repay, we can do that. And I hope there will be good news coming. I believe there will be good news coming, which means that certain courses, which after the initial announcement weren't going to be funded at all by the taxpayer, will after all be funded in areas outside science and technology. So it won't just be science and technology that get public money. So for me, it's the beginning of a process, not the end. And just to add one local thing, I've had hugely valuable meetings with sixth formers at many of the local schools, with students at many of the local colleges and universities, and some very good points and ideas from them I have fed into the system, and I hope they will feel directly connected with the political process, whatever their view about the specific decisions of this week.